Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia, the supervisor for question. How may I assist you?
Okay. I had purchased an item from Home Depot. And anyway, when I got an email confirmation, anyway, right after that, I got a survey deal, and it was showing the Home Depot insignia, and you know, like it was through Home Depot. Well, anyway, so I entered the survey, and then supposedly supposed to get something free. Well, I figured, well, you know, what do I have to lose? So anyway, it's Prime Trendy Gadgets.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me just one brief moment, all right?
Okay.
All right. That first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Okay, it's John Rohr. And his billing address, 21327, State 287, Long Prairie, Minnesota, 56347.
All right, thank you for that information. Let's see.
And is what do you need what came up on my credit card?
Oh, no. Just bear me this one brief moment. I do understand that there was a survey that was taken. It was toward the Dyson vacuum. Along with taking that survey, it also did express that you would automatically be subscribed to the ByteHub app. Provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. You all had already given us a call to cancel the account on the 8th. Stated that you don't recall of making the purchase, and they should have gotten you connected over to the fraud department. Do you not recall of taking a survey for the Dyson vacuum back on the 3rd of April?
No, I don't.
Okay, because someone in your household possibly took the survey.
Nope.
Alrighty, we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made this purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. Just bear with me while I connect you over to the fraud department.
But that's, I guess that's what I thought. I thought that's where it was going.
Yes, sir. One moment.